With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Barry Hanna is a one-of-a-kind fiction writer whose 1978 collection of stories, Airships, is considered by many to be a contemporary classic. But some readers find Hanna's spare, tight prose sometimes inaccessible.
This is what my wife says. I mean, this is, always baffles me that my work should ever have been considered difficult. But I understand it is, and inaccessible to some people who are bright.
Barry Hanna insists he doesn't go out of his way to be difficult.
I'm surprised, always, when somebody says, I just couldn't quite get into it.
In fact, Barry Hanna says he dislikes academically oriented writers who deliberately make their work obscure.
There's a bit too much arrogance connected with obscurity in the academic world.
Barry Hanna's brilliant new collection of short stories is a mix. The story is unpredictable and all told with Hanna's distinctive Southern voice.
With CNN around, everybody knows exactly the same thing. There's so much you don't have to write now. I think that the writer is up to the writer to get to things that cannot be duplicated anywhere. TV, painting, music.
And Barry Hanna never uses an unnecessary word. His prose is cut to the bone.
I find almost every novel overwritten and padded. I mean, every novel over 300 pages, I would have edited.
Barry Hanna says he likes fiction writers because they learn from their failures.
If you keep failing per day just shooting at it, you get a little humility.
Barry Hanna, writer in residence at the University of Mississippi and author of a powerful collection of stories, Bat Out of Hell, published by Houghton Mifflin. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Barry Hanna has stayed put in his native Mississippi most of his life. Hanna is writer in residence at Ole Miss.
I've always had to teach to support myself, except for about 2 years in Hollywood. I wrote scripts.
For director Robert Altman, but nothing that ever made the screen. Hanna's most recent book is an extraordinary collection of stories, Bat Out of Hell. Raised among Southern Baptists, Barry Hanna says his Protestant background has influenced his writing.
I think there's a certainty that there's judgment, that the chicken comes home to roost, and that people are concerned certainly with guilt and atonement.
Barry Hanna says voice is terribly important in the South, which is why it boasts of so many distinguished writers.
The Southerner is probably influenced by the King James Version and by music, very much. I mean, there's nothing out there in many of those little towns but music. You just don't connect anywhere except on the radio.
Ole Miss was the scene of major racial turbulence of the 1960s, but Barry Hanna says things are different today.
The white people don't realize they've been talking black for a long time. They are black people in the South. I mean, we're black. White people are black. Black people are white.
Barry Hanna has no plans to leave Mississippi.
I also feel like I'm doing good. Not as a missionary, but I think my state needs me and I want to be there for its literature.
Barry Hanna's most recent book is a collection of short stories, Bat Out of Hell, published by Houghton Mifflin. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Author Barry Hanna says that in the video age, fiction is not a highly regarded art. Hanna says that the gods for young people today are television anchors.
It's a visible age. It's a tyranny of the visual also. TV, and people don't trust the page or are impatient with the page.
It wasn't that way when Barry Hanna was growing up in rural Mississippi.
There was no Nintendo, and you had to make your own games. Part of it was telling stories, having puppet shows.
Hanna was delirious when Esquire magazine began buying his short stories.
I've been reading Esquire for years. I had pictures of you know, bohemian women from Esquire on my walls. I mean, this is like shooting for something and, you know, making the team.
Hanna's first novel was Geronimo Rex.
It's about growing up in the South during the Civil Rights era and Elvis.
Because of his minimalist style and his gift for language, Hanna is sometimes grouped with the writers known as the postmodernists.
I've been called postmodernist because I take a lot of freedom with form.
But Barry Hanna insists he's fairly traditional and likes to tell an old-fashioned story with a sensibility that may not employ everyday words.
I like to believe a story. I don't like to hear a coy writer behind it manipulating things at all.
Barry Hanna loves living in Oxford, Mississippi, where he teaches at Ole Miss.
It's a lovely little town of 10,000. I think I'm a small town person, and I like music. They have good music.
Sample the work of Barry Hanna in his brilliant collection of short stories, Bat Out of Hell, published by Houghton Mifflin. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.